Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
W. Haskell, 175 Grant Avenue, Mayfield. It's just like having a key to Fort Knox.
How come a big oil company trusts a creep like you?
Pull, Charlie, pull. Knowing the right people.
Plus the fact that his father had to sign for the card. He had to guarantee that all the bills would be paid.
Boy, Eddie, I'm sure glad I'm not your father.
What do you got, long playing mouth?
Right, Eddie, so you've got a credit card. So what?
So I've arrived, that's what. What other handsome, clean-cut American youth in our set has his own credit card?
Well, he could have his own credit card, if he wanted to.
All right, go on. The way your parents baby you two. Junior here's the only kid in the eighth grade that still rides a tricycle. Oh,
come on, Eddie, knock it off before I belt you one right in the nose.
Listen, Gertrude, don't get sore at me just because your father doesn't trust you.
What do you mean he doesn't trust me?
All right, Wally. If he trusts you so much, let's see you come up with a credit card of your own.
Oh, I'm fine at getting one, if Wally asked him.
All right, Wally. Go ahead. Ask him.
All right, I will. But I'll ask him sometime when you're not around.
Well, how come?
Because you're the kind of guy that could kill the deal just by being in the house.
I'm sorry, Wally. It's just out of the question.
But gee, Dad, why?
Because a credit card is too big a responsibility for a boy your age.
Gosh, Eddie Haskell's got one. And he's got his own dinner jacket, and his own phone in his room, and... Boy, that Eddie's ahead of me in everything.
Is he ahead of you in schoolwork?
No, just in the things that are important.
You don't think schoolwork is important?
Well, I didn't mean it to come out that way, Dad. Well, it just did. Gosh, Dad, I don't see why I can't have a credit card.
Wally, give me just one reason, besides competing with Eddie Haskell, why you should have a credit card.
Well, Well, like tomorrow, I promised a bunch of the guys I'd take them up to Lynbrook to watch the playoffs. We'll be meeting one of the teams in the finals.
And you don't have money for the gas?
Well, no. And I figured if I had my own credit card, I could buy the gas and then pay it back at the end of the month.
Well, that sounds fine. But suppose the end of the month comes and you've charged a lot of gas and you don't have the money to pay for it. What then?
It'd be tough luck for the gasoline company.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be tough luck for Wally. His credit wouldn't be any good anywhere from then on.
But gee, Dad.
I'm sorry, son. Now, you get an allowance. I think you'd better just go on paying your own way. Credit isn't something your father should give you. It's something you should earn for yourself.
Yes, sir.
You boys want to get your desserts now?
Okay, Mom. I'm going to leave now. Lumpy's here.
All right, dear. What time do you think you'll be back from Lindbergh?
All right after the game. And plenty of time for dinner. Beaver says we're having roast beef.
Yes. He came down earlier and made a reconnaissance flight to the kitchen.
Okay, I'll see you.
All right, hi. Have a good time.
Come on, Sam. Let's get with it. Hey, wait a minute, guys. What's the matter?
Well, I don't want to look like a cheapskate or anything.
Go ahead. Look like a cheapskate.
How come I was taking my car?
Let's get a good question, Lump. Let's go in your heap.
We can't take mine. After a couple of miles, the radiator boils over.
I forgot about that. The other night, we drove down to the beach, and it started spouting. People thought Moby Dick had washed ashore.
Hey, Eddie, why don't we take yours?
We can't take mine.
How come?
Not because I made a deal with my father. When he let me have the credit card, he said I couldn't take the car out of town.
Okay, we'll take mine. But you guys got to chip in for the gas.
Sure.
A quarter apiece ought to do it.
Wait a minute, how about getting back?
We'll worry about that later.
Well,
Joe, you're sure serious about scouting on two teams, aren't you?
Who's scouting the teams? He's just for the majorettes.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. How was the movie?
It was okay.
You don't sound very enthused.
No. Well, in the end, the good guy got killed.
And that seems to be the trend today, to kill off the good guys.
Yeah, and the bad guy got the girl.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
Oh, but it worked out okay. They both got jungle fever and croaked.
Well, it sounds like a very pleasant afternoon.
Yeah, there was a lot of good dying in that movie.
Wally home yet? No, honey, not yet. Hope he gets here in time for dinner.
He will.
Oh?
Yeah, we're having roast beef. If we were having liver or something, he'd come in late and say, "Us guys got hungry. We'll slowly stop for hamburgers."
Those were two pretty good teams, huh, Wally?
Yeah, but I think we can take them.
Sure, we'll wipe them. Did you take notes like the coach said, Eddie?
I did. The head cheerleader is 17 and her name is Sandra.
You guys, get out and give me a shove.
All right.
Great. And he's the guy that insisted we take his car.
Got a gas, boy?
Nah, I think the battery's low. How much is a quick charge?
Oh, it depends. Let's check it out.
Quick charges don't cost much. I get them every week.
This won't take a charge. It's completely dead.
Dead? You heard the man.
Want me to put in a new battery for you?
Well, I don't know. How much would one cost?
Well, the cheapest one I got will run you around $15, including tax.
$15, huh? How much have you guys got on you? Cash? 45 cents. A couple of bucks. All I've got is about $3.50. You want the battery?
Well, sure I do, but...
Would you put the battery in for the lad, sir?
Eddie, what are you talking about?
You forgot about this little gem. I have a credit card for your establishment, sir.
You're Edward W. Haskell.
That's right. We'll take the $15 battery.
Hey, Eddie, wait a minute.
Maybe I ought to call my dad first.
Well, what good will it do to call your dad? You're going to have to get the battery anyway. If you ask him to drive all the way out here, he's going to get sore at you for asking him a favor.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Okay, Eddie, I'll pay you back out of the dough I got saved up at home for my seat covers.
No hurry, Elwood. I won't even charge you interest. Could we get that installed right away, sir?
Yeah. Could I have your signature?
Oh, sure.
Put the battery in right away.
Wally, if you were going to be this late, you should have called us.
Yeah, I know, Mom. I'm sorry, but we had a little trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Don't be too upset with your son, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver, but we had a very unfortunate experience on the highway.
Oh?
Yeah, my battery conked out.
You mean you pushed the car all the way home from Lynbrook?
If I hadn't have come to the rescue, we might still have been stuck there.
You came to the rescue?
Well, I bought Wallace a new battery with my credit card.
Oh, Wally, I don't like this.
Well, gee, Dad, I was on the spot.
Well, how are you going to pay Eddie back?
Out of the money I was saving up for my seat covers. Come on, Eddie.
Eddie, would you care to stay for dinner? We're having roast beef.
Oh, no thank you, Mrs. Cleaver. I really must be getting home.
We're having squab this evening.
You know, Dad, if Wally had his own credit card, he wouldn't have to depend on Eddie like that.
Yes, and if Wally had checked his battery, he wouldn't have to depend on Eddie either.
Yeah, I guess it's all in the way you look at it.
13, 14, 15. There you go, Eddie.
Okay, my friend.
Hey, now, don't forget to give that to your father.
Of course. What'd you think I'd do with 15 bucks? Elope with Tuesday Wells?
Hey, Eddie, look. Hello there. Wild fast.
Yeah, that's for me. I think I'll buy it.
Right now?
Well, why not?
Well, you mean on your service station credit card.
Will you stop? I got cash on the barrel.
But isn't that the money Wally gave to you to give to your father for the battery you charged?
So what? I got plenty of time to come up with a dough before the bill comes in from the oil company.
Yeah, I still have enough for a baseball bat.
A baseball bat? Well, you don't think I'm going to wear that vest around the women without carrying some protection, do you?
Edward.
Yes, Mom?
Don't be late. We're going to have an early dinner.
Oh, I won't. Clarence and I are just going over to the library. We're working on a project for school. Where to?
Mary Ellen Rogers' out. That's where all the chicks are this afternoon.
Edward?
He's not here, George. He and Clarence went to the library.
What's he done now?
I warned that boy just to use his credit card for gas and oil, and here he's gone and bought a $15 battery.
He has a new battery. I can't understand why he had to push his car to get it started this morning.
Edward was pushing his car?
Well, he wasn't pushing. The neighborhood girls were pushing. He was steering.
Well, we'll just see about this.
Gordon Service Station. This is Mr. Haskell, George Haskell. My monthly statement, which came from your main office, shows a battery charged to my account. And according to the duplicate receipt, it was purchased at your station there in Lynbrook and signed for by my son, Edward Haskell.
Edward Haskell. Ah, yes, I do recall him. Your son is a... Well, I mean, he's sort of a...
You have the right point. But as far as I can determine, that new battery was never installed in my son's car.
That's right, sir. I remember there were two other boys with your son. The battery went to a car owned by one of them. Your son signed for it, though.
I see. Could you tell me what the car looked like? Thank you. Which one of Edward's friends has a beat-up green convertible?
Green? Couldn't be Clarence's. His is a sickly purple. It's that fever boy, Wally. That's right. He came by to pick up Edward the other day.
Hello. Oh, hi, George. Yes, I know about the battery. But, George, Wally gave Eddie the $15 for the battery the same day he got it. Well, Eddie was supposed to reimburse you.
Ward, nobody has reimbursed me with anything. Did you actually see Wally give Eddie the money?
Well, no, but I naturally assumed it was paid.
Ward, we're dealing with teenagers here. You can't assume anything.
George, I'm sure that Wally repaid Eddie.
Then why didn't Eddie give me the money?
Well, I don't know, George. I think you better talk to Eddie about that.
Well, I think you ought to talk to Wally.
I intend to, George. Thank you for calling. Wally? Wally?
Wally's not home yet, dear. What's the matter?
You know that $15 that Wally was supposed to give Eddie for the battery? Well, Mr. Haskell never received it.
Boy, there's some funny business going on around here someplace.
Beaver, what are you doing coming in here and listening?
Oh, gee, Jack, I was here all the time.
Oh. Well, Go on out, Tom.
Yes, sir. Ward, I'm sure Wally gave Eddie that $15.
Well, I'm sure he did too, June. But the thing that upsets me is Wally using someone else's credit card in the first place, and in the second place for getting into a deal like this with Eddie, and putting me in a position where someone can call me up and imply that my son is dishonest.
Hey, Wally! Dad wants to see you right away, but I wouldn't be in a hurry about coming in.
What's wrong?
Did you pay Eddie the $15 for your battery?
Well, sure I paid him.
Well, he didn't give the money to his father, because his father just called up Dad, and now everybody's sore.
You mean Eddie never paid his father?
No, and Dad's so mad at you, he was even yelling at me.
Where are you going, Wally? Over to Lumpy's. I just saw he and Eddie standing out in front.
Hey, can I go with you? I'd like to see Eddie get punched in the nose.
You better stay here. Hey, tell Dad I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, Wally.
What did you do with the money I gave you for the battery?
Money? Where do you think he got that vest he's wearing?
You mean you blew it on that? Pretty swanky, huh? They say it brings out the Peter Lawford in me. Eddie, you rat. Don't get so excited. I'll hustle up the money by the time the bill shows up. You're too late. It already showed up today.
It showed up today?
Yeah, your dad just got through talking to my dad.
That was a pretty sneaky thing to do.
Look, I'm going to give you a choice. Either I'm going to mop up the street with you in that crummy vest, or else I'm going to go over to your house and tell your dad the whole thing.
Well, let's not be hasty. I can still come up with the money.
Oh, come on, quit the stalling. I'm just going to go over and tell your father the whole works.
Wait a minute, Wally. You don't want to do that. My pop will clobber me.
Cut. Look, just give me till tomorrow, okay? I'm not giving you till tomorrow.
Well, then, give me till 7 o'clock tonight. I can have the money by then and have everything straightened out. How about it? 7 o'clock.
Okay, 7 o'clock, but that's the deadline.
Sure.
Well, sure, Dad. I gave Eddie the $15 as soon as we got back from Lynbrook. He just didn't give it to his father.
Well, I figured that, but I just want you to call Mr. Haskell and tell him exactly what happened.
Well, gee, Dad, would it be okay if we waited a little while? I kind of promised Eddie I'd give him till 7 o'clock tonight to pay his father back.
I think you should straighten this out right away.
Look, Wally, I told you how I felt about credit cards, and you had no business getting yourself in a spot like this. Now, I don't want you ever again to use someone else's credit card.
Yes, sir.
What if Eddie tells his father that you never gave him the money?
Oh, well, gee, Eddie wouldn't do a thing like that. He's not that kind of guy. He just wouldn't. Yeah, I guess maybe he would.
I'll call Mr. Haskell right now.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that's Eddie now. Oh, it's you.
Boy, you sound like I was a case of the virus or something.
I'm sorry, love. Come on in.
It's a fine way to greet a guy who's got good news for you.
What good news?
Oh, hello, Mr. Cleaver. Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello, Clarence.
Hello, Clarence.
Well, Eddie paid his dad the $15, and everything is okay.
Well, that's a relief, isn't it, Warden?
It certainly is.
Hey, Lump, come on up in the room a minute.
What for?
Well, it's got something to do with school.
Well, what about school?
Just come on up. I'll show you.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Where do you suppose Eddie got the $15?
You know, I've got a feeling I'd rather not know.
All right, Lump. How did Eddie get the $15?
Well, it was the good old credit card again.
Yeah?
Yeah. Eddie knew that Fred Cousins was looking for a new tire. So he went out and got one on his credit card for $25 and sold it to Fred for $15. Then he gave the $15 to his dad, and now you're off the hook and Eddie's in the clear.
Boy, and he's a guy who flunked geometry twice.
What do you mean? The stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, how come it's stupid?
Well, because at the end of 30 days, Eddie's going to owe his father $25 for the tire. How's he going to pay that back?
Well, maybe he can charge something else on the credit card.
Look, you big stoop. Don't you know this is just like stealing?
How come?
Well, because Eddie's buying stuff that he can't pay for. You know what's going to happen is Eddie's going to end up without his credit card, without his car, and all he's going to have left is that stupid vest.
No, he's not. The only way Fred would give him the $15 for the tire was if he threw in the vest.
Mom, Dad, Eddie Haskell's out in the kitchen and he's got something he wants to say to you about the battery and everything.
Well, fine. Have him come in.
Don't be mean to him or anything, because his father found out about everything and he took away his credit card and his car and he grounded him for a whole month.
Tell him to come in.
Boy, this ought to be good.
Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver, but I'd like to apologize. I hope that the little matter of the credit card hasn't embarrassed Wally or in any way caused your family any inconvenience.
Well, Eddie, it did cause quite a lot of trouble for everyone, but mostly for yourself.
Yes, sir. My father made that very clear to me. I just hope that this will in no way hurt my friendship with Wally.
Well, that's up to Wally. But you're always welcome here, Eddie.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll see you, Eddie.
Boy, Daddy wasn't nice for nothing. He's up to something.
Oh, now, Beaver, we have to believe the best about people.
I know, Dad, but this is Eddie.
What's your angle? Nothing, Wally. I was just afraid that after all that's happened, your folks might not let you see me anymore. Are you sure? Don't you believe me?
Well, gee, I don't know. The way you've acted all your life, a guy doesn't know whether to believe you or not.
Isn't that fooling? Gee, I knew I was a mess, but I didn't think I was that big a mess.
Cut it out.
Hey, I'll give you a ride to school tomorrow.
Okay, Gertrude.
Coming up, an episode of Leave It to Beaver directed by Earl Bellamy. He started his career directing low-budget westerns in the 1950s and later became a frequent director on The Munsters. Stay tuned for episode 216, Beaver the Caddy, next on TV Land.